98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan's Bit.
98 FM. With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
98 FM.
Well, Brendan, you got a story on the way that people who are afraid of heights, they won't love too much.
No, it's on the way. First, though, I want to talk about the place where one of our favourite TV shows was filmed.
In this drug.
I must give Happy Valley a rewatch.
Yeah, the police drama starring Sarah Lancashire. It finished a few years ago, but we loved it so, so much that we did a podcast about it with our pal Hannah.
And it's such a good show.
We were ridiculously flown over to Manchester ahead of the final ever episode airing to go on BBC Breakfast on the telly and talk about it.
Yeah, do we stay? Is it called Studio City? No, that's in the States.
Media City
in Manchester.
Yeah.
Oh, great crack. I love Manchester.
It was so fun. Yeah, Manchester is great fun. So when we were on the telly on BBC Breakfast, Naga Munchetti, one of the presenters,
yes,
she asked us if we had ever been to the village where the show was filmed.
Yes.
A quaint little place named Hebden Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
We still haven't. We weren't then and we still haven't gone.
Must put that on the list.
Well, maybe we should. And I think it's going on my list for sure. Official statistics are doing the round at the moment, confirming that Hebden Bridge has become the lesbian capital of the UK. This popped up on Pink News' website over the weekend, right? So the most recent census in the UK shows that 3.2% of people there identify as LGBTQ+.
Mm-hmm.
However, in Hebden Bridge, or Hebden Bridge as they pronounce it,
Tommy Lee Royce.
Yeah, that figure skyrockets to a whopping 9%, which is three times the national average, right? So Pink News looked into these figures and then they did a cute little vox which they've shared on their social media.
Yeah.
And they spoke to loads of lesbians and and this woman.
It's safe. It's very, very safe. I'm not a lesbian, but it is actually, doing my research, it is one of the main reasons why I chose to move here.
Fab. That's so nice. And like it looks good. Like it sort of, it's not the Cotswolds, but it's a similar sort of vibe. Like all those like stone houses and stuff. Looks a bit like Emmerdale maybe.
It's just really unexpected.
Is it so? Like three times the national average.
Yeah.
And according to the actual census.
That'd be a great weekend away.
It'd be fab.
Yeah.
Finally this morning, when I was typing up this story earlier on, my hands were genuinely sweating so much that my keyboard got wet. And I know that's disgusting, but I'm terrified of heights.
Better clean that later.
I'll get the wipes out.
Sorry.
I don't like heights.
The traitor's mission. On Friday night.
Running down the dam.
Oh, no.
No.
You would have had to have left the castle.
I just would have been like, I'm gone, lads. Yeah. No, thanks. I couldn't do it.
No.
And Rachel was sweating, but she was like,
I don't know how she did it.
Anyway, in a kind of a similar vein, an American man has climbed one of the tallest buildings in the world with no safety ropes or harness.
Why would you do that?
I wouldn't, personally.
Like, why would anyone do that?
And why would anyone let him do it? Because he got permission. Yeah. So, Alex Honnold is his name. He's 40 years old. God knows how he's made it that late. He's known for scaling tall buildings and cliffs. Like, how was the man made it to 40?
He must just get a bit of a thrill out of the whole thing.
But clearly he does. The one he did yesterday was streamed live on Netflix.
Oh.
It took him 91 minutes to scale the outside of the Taipei 101 skyscraper.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine if it was just really windy or something?
Right. So the tower stands at 1,667 feet, right? So I want to put that in context for you. Do you know Capital Dock, the tall apartment block opposite Three Arena?
Yeah.
That is 259 feet.
Right.
So that's 259 feet. He climbed 1,667 feet. It is insanely tall. The climb was supposed to happen on Saturday, but there was rain, so they moved it to yesterday.
You wouldn't want it to be slippy, would you?
You wouldn't. Netflix streamed Alex's climb live, but with a 10-second delay.
Okay.
Alex said it was very windy and kept telling himself, don't fall.
Oh, no. I actually am getting the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, no, it was absolutely horrific. Here's the moment he made it to the very top.
Oh, gosh.
He's done it.
My hands are sweating again. The skyscraper has 101 floors, but 64 of the floors in the middle are surrounded by donut-shaped rings. Oh. So we had to climb outwards and back up again.
How do you get down? That's the bit that, you know, if you got up and you're like, wow, okay, I finally climbed this and everything. Will someone just open up a little window and let you come in and get the lift back down?
Gets the lift back down.
How would you get back down?
He said he'd been thinking about doing it for 10 years.
And, you know, at the time I thought about climbing it without permission, you know, don't tell anybody. you know, but I was kind of like, oh, I know I can do it and it would be amazing. Like, maybe I should. But then out of respect for the building and respect for all the people on the team who had allowed me access to look at it, I was like, well, obviously I'm not going to poach this. Like, I'm going to, you know, respect the people and just see if it ever comes together.
I don't know.
I hope he retires now.
Fingers crossed. He did it in 91 minutes, which is twice as fast as the only other person who climbed the building, a French lad nicknamed Spider-Man. He had a rope and harness and did it in 4 hours.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. That is Brendan's bit.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A cheese board.
So many prizes.
And some cloaks.
98 FM.
Oh, welcome to Matchy Matchy. We all need a bit of glamour of a Monday morning, especially when it's raining like that. Absolutely lashing, but you're here in the Matchy Matchy studio. It's sunshine galore and some very, very flattering lighting.
Yes.
We've got so many amazing prizes up for grabs. To win them, all you have to do is match three words with either myself or Brendan. And if you do, you'll be winning all of this.
Traitors might be done, but the drama continues when you win these official Traitors cloaks.
Win a Dyson Airwrap.
Race away with a motor racing voucher.
Win a cheese board and designer candle.
Ooh. A €200 grocery voucher.
Join the soup madness with this soup maker.
Sort out your muscles with a powerful massage gun.
Nice. And say hello to alpacas. Yes, you'll be hanging out with a gang of alpacas.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
That's such a good prize.
What an amazing prize.
Hang out with some alpacas.
Spend a day with the alpacas. That is adorable.
Aww.
I absolutely love the prizes in Matchy Matchy. Good morning to Niamh in Talla, who's on the school run. Niamh, do you have that Monday feeling?
We have that lovely Monday feeling.
Very good.
Niamh, who's in the car with you this morning?
We have my husband Gar and my son Liam and daughter Anna May.
Well, good morning to Gar, Liam and Anna May. Do you listen to Matchy Matchy as a family often, Niamh?
Oh, we listen every single morning while having our breakfast, getting ready for school.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you for listening. What did you do over the weekend?
We went to the RDS, the Holiday Road Show, looking at gorgeous camper fans, screaming, wishing.
Oh, yeah, nice. Are you tempted to buy one, Niamh?
Oh, very tempted. God, I would have bought one yesterday if I had all that money.
Yeah, fair enough.
Sorry, they're so fab.
Love a camper van.
I feel like it's very Spice World, do you
it
know?
It is, yeah. You could go on holiday and then just do all the festivals in the camper van as well.
That's exactly. Have you decided who you'd like to play with this morning, Niamh?
We're going with Rebecca.
Oh,
Rebecca, kicking off the week with a visit to the soundproof booth. Let's hope we can get a win now with Niamh and family in Talla this morning. Dun, 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 dun. Are you feeling lucky, Niamh?
I'm feeling lucky.
Okay, here we go. Let's get you a win. Your first word in Matchy Matchy is heat.
Heat.
Heat, yeah.
Heat wave.
Heat wave. Your second word is pasta.
Pasta sauce. Pasta sauce. Yeah.
Pasta sauce. And your third word is back.
Back.
Mm-hmm.
Back. Pack. Like back.
Back. B-A-C-K. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying backpack.
Yeah.
Okay, after heat, you've said wave. You're saying pasta sauce and backpack. Niamh, are we locking them in?
We're locking them in.
Here we go. We've locked them in and we're getting Rebecca back to the studio from the soundproof booth. How was your trip this morning?
Absolutely gorgeous. There was a curtain in there and a cloak and they match each other.
Oh, wow.
Winifred Sanderson.
Talk about matchy matchy. Very good. Yeah, what a glorious morning.
It makes me sick.
Your first word to Matchy Matchy with Niamh and family and Talla is heat.
Heat. Oh. Heat. Two things spring to mind and they're a bit random. Heat patch. Is
your second word is pasta.
Pasta sauce.
Lovely.
Yes.
And your third word is back.
Back. You need the heat patch for the back. I'm going to say back. Wait, hold on. Back. Backpack.
Backpack. Have you got a matchy matchy with Niamh and her family in Tala this morning?
Oh dear.
2 out of 3.
Seriously?
Yes. You both said pasta sauce and backpack.
Oh.
After heat, Niamh and family went with wave.
Oh, heat wave, so good.
So close. 2 out of 3.
My head's not in the game with all that rain outside.
I thought you were going to go with back pain.
I was going to, and then I said, hang on a second, whose back is sore?
Niamh, so close, but we just didn't do it this morning.
I can't believe that. I was going to say Heat Magazine, guys.
Heat Magazine. Wow, yeah. Is that still on the go?
I don't know.
Niamh, look, a pleasure to have you play Matchy Matchy this morning. Sorry we didn't do it, but we're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Lovely, thank you very much.
And Niamh, buy that camper van now. You know, make that happen.
I definitely sort it out.
Let us know. We'll come on holiday with you.
Here we will.
Cheers, Niamh.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Don't blame. It's time to grin. Share with us your little wins.
98FM.
We have Ellen in Portmarnock on to us saying that her little win is that she had her family over for a roast yesterday for the first time in her new gaff.
Oh, lovely.
Congrats,
what a success.
Ellen. Also, well done making everyone food as well. It's stressful.
Yeah, it is. Congrats on the house and the roast.
Yes.
Yeah, equally impressive. Here's Sarah.
Good morning. Happy Monday. My little win this morning is I've just woke up to a text message saying we can work from home due to the weather being so poorly.
Nice.
Yay.
Sarah, love that for you. There's no idea. You don't mind. Well, I don't mind being cold, but the second I get wet, I'm just like, ugh, it's rotten.
No, it's one of those days out
there. Mm. Adam is in Blackrock.
Hi, guys. It's Adam. Today, my little win, I'm starring speech and drama.
Oh, wow.
Go on, Adam.
A star is born.
Absolutely. Anne is in Leopardstown.
My little win is my son, Gavin Sorahan, is 26 on the 26th, 2026.
Oh, wow.
How weird is that? And also, I want to wish my other son, Glenn, who is going to go away to Australia for about 7 weeks. He's only back from South America. He had a blast. So he's going off traveling again. How cool is that?
That's unreal.
And I just want to say thank you both for an amazing show every morning. Aww. I absolutely love it. Enjoy your day. Thank you.
Anne.
Goodbye.
Anne, thanks so much.
Thanks for listening. You have a fab day. And how incredible that like one son is a jet setter and that you need to read into, is it the numerology?
The numerology.
You have
26.
To.
26.
26. 26. 26. No, Anne, that's very...
Oh, your son's going to have some year.
Very, very lucky, I feel. Here's another Anne.
My little win is, this day next week, we're all going to be still in the labba. Make sure you knock off your alarms. It's St. Bridget's Day.
Yes!
You'll have a great day off.
I love that.
Oh,
that,
thank you for the reminder.
Yeah, that early bank holiday just really is lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's Imelda.
My little win is that I'm in work already and my official reporting time is 9 o'clock. Thank you.
Imelda, fair play to you.
I hope you have several cups of tea now.
Yeah, kick back.
Do a bit of life admin before
Absolutely.
You start the job.
And Stephen is in Kildare.
Good morning, lads. My little win was we were potty training our two and a half year old Sam yesterday, and he came in to the kitchen and he was like, happy, happy. So we went in to see the feet and I was running around the kitchen like you'd swear United were after beating Arsenal. Oh wait, they did too.
Stephen, an incredible little win.
Sorry, that's
IPP,
so good.
Your little win really can be anything. We love it. Thank you so much, Stephen and Imelda. Both Anne's, Adam and Sarah, you're all getting some 98FM goodies. Thank you for sharing your little wins.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
And if you haven't seen the final, what have you been at? A spoiler alert for the Traitors.
Oh, we have to talk about Friday's finale. It's been such a good series. You know, we had Secret Traitors, Ceremonial Daggers, lines like, to set the cat amongst the pigeons, Roxy. Just so many really fun moments.
And Stephen's wardrobe.
Oh, Stephen's wardrobe. Yeah, what a highlight. Yeah. But I have to say, Friday's final was just chef's kiss.
It was brilliant.
Oh my, I haven't seen you since, Brendan.
Yes.
So obviously Thursday was a big cliffhanger and we didn't know what was going to happen with the Chests of Chance. Rachel survived.
I know. And I was wondering, I'd said it to Patrick on Thursday when they left it as a cliffhanger. I was like, oh, if they're leaving it to go into the next episode, does that mean that like not much happens because they're, you know, they need something?
I thought that it meant that she...
And then I listened to you on our podcast and I was like, you are a genius, Roxy.
No, I'm just thinking of what gets the best airtime.
Yeah,
you know, oh my gosh, what a moment.
What a moment. It's so brilliant. But also, it was so kind of, it was going to not be great for whoever left up to chance at that point. Do you know what I mean? Whether you were faithful or a traitor.
I would have been raging had it been Rachel. She has to be one of the most intelligent players ever.
Such a good player. And then the mission, like the fact they had to run down a dam.
Wouldn't have been for me.
I wouldn't have even gotten in the helicopter.
Order me an Uber. Goodbye.
Yeah, no. But in the end, it was the traitors who did it. And they didn't throw each other under the bus.
No.
It looked to me at the end like the ball was in Stephen's court. He could have gotten rid of Rachel
and
if he wanted.
Rachel's play getting Faraz under her wing at the end was just the best strategic play we've ever seen. So
brilliant.
For the first time ever, two traitors won the show together and there was no recruitment throughout the series.
Yeah. Oh my God, I never realised they didn't recruit anyone. Here is the big moment.
You did it.
Oh my God.
You have each got 47,875 pounds. Go on, cuddle each other.
Oh my gosh.
You weren't looking me in the eye that you just decided to change your mind at the last minute.
I was just pulling your leg.
And then Claudia had this lovely line. She was like, two traitors but faithful to each other.
It was so emotional.
Yeah, well, it was lovely.
And especially because at the end, I mean, it was Jack and Stephen and Rachel around that fire pit and Jack went for Rachel. Yeah. Stephen could have taken the whole prize pot, 90 something grand.
I know.
But instead, he voted.
Stuck to his promise. Yeah, it was so good.
It was so lovely to see that happen though, that he stayed faithful to Rachel.
Yeah.
In fairness, she had carried the strategy.
She kind of did do most of the heavy lifting. So good. And then on the after show, Uncloaked, Faraz found out that Rachel was a traitor and his reaction is hilarious.
Rachel, grandma's done me.
Why is he calling her grandma? Like, now I know he's 22, but like, come on.
Oh, Faraz is gas.
Just so
thrilled for Rachel and Stephen.
Yeah, so good. And sure, we'll have an Irish one coming around again in no time at all.
Yeah, and a celebrity one as well. And I saw rumours today Cheryl could be doing it.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Tap the table. The round table.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, the traitors may have finished, but instead of just rewatching clips or talking about it on the radio, people are turning it into a social thing to play at home and at work. And here to explain exactly how this works is producer Russell. Good morning.
Good morning. Here comes Forced Fun himself. We're going to play it. We may do this in the office, but there's a few options.
Are you our resident Claudia Winkleman, Russell?
I don't have a fringe just yet, but I do have a hair appointment, so you never know. This is a great idea, and I've heard different things about different places and people having bits of fun with it.
Hmm.
So there's two kind of ways that you can do it. The first way is if you're playing at home, or let's say you're having a gathering with family or a group of people.
Yeah.
Let's say you're having a hen or a stag, or you're just having a nice big house for the weekend in the countryside. This is the perfect excuse to have a game
play
of
the
it.
Traitors.
So you essentially designate someone as Claudia.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you get all the little bits. You get your chalkboards and pieces of paper, whatever it is. You designate people into certain rooms. So your dining room, that can be your round table.
That can be your billiards room.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can have a breakfast bar and you can do bits and stuff like that. But then you have to think, right, how are we going to do missions?
Mm.
Oh. Do you have like little treasure hunts?
Reb would cut that bit of the game.
Yeah,
I would cut the missions. It'd be round table after round table after round table until all the treasures are caught.
20 minutes later, the game is over. So some of the suggestions for the missions are like, you have a treasure hunt. You might hide sweets or something in the garden.
Yeah,
whoever
yeah,
gets the most gets a shield. Or you may do a trivia thing. Beat the intro. intro with music and whoever does that. So you have to kind of be a bit ingenuitive about things like that. Everything kind of works through WhatsApp. So Claudia controls the WhatsApps.
Okay.
And starts to tell people, arrive here at this time, you can banish all the type of stuff, congregate in this room, everything like that. It's really fascinating. There's so many guides online about this that is a really great thing to do. As I say, if you're going away for a weekend, this could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
I'm contemplating suggesting it for my own stag, actually.
Yeah.
It could also cause ructions amongst the friends groups.
We all seem to have a monopoly with family at Christmas, guys.
I once did a murder mystery at a friend's house, and let me tell you.
One of our pals, Hannah, who we do our podcast with, Shrine, Hannah did the traitors in her office.
Well.
And she was voted out at the round table straight away. She said that she was too mouthy. So she was just, you know, I think she's accusing people too soon on, when we know that the faithful, you know, playing it really safe and not saying too much keeps you in the game for longer.
I think in their office they played it like in Microsoft Teams.
That's the suggestion. So you have to get clearance from HR. Boring, I know. what you can, and it can't disrupt work either. You can tell.
Of course.
Yes, of course.
On your lunch break only.
A nice Friday afternoon activity.
So what you can do is you get a senior staff member to be Claudia.
Yeah.
You get to have a bit of fun with it. Do everything on Teams and Slack. Have little rewards, digital ones, physical ones. There's so many things you can do. I think we should do it in the office here.
I think we should as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's make it happen.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Russell, thank you so much. That's the organised fun for Q1 sorted, everyone.
I can't wait.
Russell, thank
you. Report back at 1:45.
Yes.
Get up. 98 FM. Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.